This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here. It's Mark with you.
How are you?
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Melanie, we're talking about a situation in Brazil where some twins were found, two male twins were found to be the father of a child because neither one of them would fess up, more or less. And the test came back that both were the father, which obviously they would, they're twins. And the judge has clearly sentenced an innocent man, or whatever amounts to sentencing. And I'm you brought this article in. If you guys want to hear read it up to this point, you can grab the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. We've got archives going back there for 10 years or more. Archives.freetalklive.com. They're completely free. So what's the turning point of this article? What's the important message we should take away?
I mean, that Brazil and other states are unjust, horrible institutions. I mean,
well,
the guy. I mean, that was my point, I guess.
Yeah, I think that this is the ruling of a monopoly, right? Maybe this is the right ruling. I don't know what the right ruling is, but it's kind of looks like a monopoly's ruling, because the judge isn't going to be held responsible for this. There's no appeal to this, at least in the United States. If a judge had made this ruling in the United States, we know there to be no appeal, right?
In the United States, yes. I don't know about Brazil.
Right. Can't say.
I thought there were appeal systems here in the United States.
Not for family court, or at least not for child support and not for custody.
At all?
Nope.
Holy crap.
Yeah, family court operates in an entirely different fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, do not get knocked up, especially outside of wedlock.
I mean, this guy didn't even do anything.
You know, you should get knocked up. What you shouldn't do is do the knocking up. That's the message that all of this conveys. Because the chick here, she's doing pretty well.
Yeah, she said she's getting double child support I don't know what the age of majority is in Brazil, you know, around 18 years?
Presumably 18, 16 or 18 or something like that, right? Well, it's a heck of a story. So we also have a story about Burning Man. I guess the Bureau of Land Management has, I don't know, what are they messing with Burning Man about?
Well, they want them to do a number of things that the Burning Man attendees, or organizers rather, are not particularly inclined to do, such as paying for roads and things like that they're saying, you know, this is going to increase the costs too significantly, so we want all of the people who like Burning Man and who attend it to write the Bureau of Land Management and ask them to reconsider.
I love this.
Yeah.
So my takeaway is already, well, the socialists had a party on government land, and now the government has, the organization the socialists want to put in charge of everything, has turned on the partygoers. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it's not a surprise at all. And I'm sort of surprised, because it's generally leftists that love Burning Man, right?
Generally.
And
I mean,
they're all about
supposed to be a great
socialism
party.
And all of that.
Yeah.
So being asked to pay for the roads is something that should be right up their alley.
They should be thrilled with
Isn't
that.
Isn't that like the number one government product that should be paid for by everyone?
That's what libertarians, we hate roads.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Screw them all. But they're also being asked to reduce the amount of light pollution, providing more dumpsters inside the city.
The city where they're not having the party.
Right. And along Gate Road, paying for the maintenance of County Road 34, which we already mentioned, which participants take to the entrance. So it's like, okay, people are using this to get here, so you should pay for it.
Well, I got to say, a county road is a funny little piece of socialism, right? So we can all agree, ladies and gentlemen, listening to me, that, and if you don't agree, 855-450-3733, it's 855-450-FREE, that roads are socialist.
Absolutely.
Right. We make, we take all people in a given area, in this case, a county, and we say, You people must pay for this road. We believe this road to be important, so put this. So you pay for this road. And if you don't pay for this road through your property taxes, we'll just come and take it from you.
Yeah.
We don't care where you live. You're our serf. So we have deemed this road so important that we will rob you of your home. That's what they've done. Now, but that road is being paid by those people in the county, so those people in the county should be able to drive on it. But anybody can drive on the road.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know how many counties in the United States, but a whole lot of them.
Well, I mean, generally, isn't the solution that people have for that to implement tolls and things like that?
I guess. I mean, that's basically what's being asked here. The road maintenance part could very well have been a private road issue, too. So if Burning Man decides to go to a private farm or whatever passes for a farm out there in the desert, I don't know, a private piece of land, and that presumably the people going to it will have to go down a road. And that road will have likely, possibly, have been paid for by the county that land is in.
Sure.
And therefore, that county may say, there's a whole lot of people going down this road that didn't pay for it. We need another system for paying for this road. And presumably, these people are causing wear and tear on the road and all those sorts of things. So really what we have here is a bad system for paying for roads.
Absolutely.
Not a good system for, really anything. Roads are poorly managed and inefficient. What a surprise.
The
people calling themselves government, they manage it.
Yeah, so the government kind of created this problem. At the same time, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for people who are like, I demand to use this service. You can't make me pay for it. So you're using a whole lot of resources having your, drug party in the middle of the land bureaus, land they're occupying.
You sure are not a lot
of fun. You should have to pay a little bit of that, a little bit for that is kind of absurd. Like, that wouldn't be free in a free market. You wouldn't just have, like, a free plot of land, be able to congest everybody else's roads, throw trash all over. Don't just inside the city, maybe that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't to me.
Most of this, I mean, they're both wrong. I hate them both.
Right. First off, these people are having a nice time, Melanie. Call it their drug party, or their gift economy and all that stuff.
Sober people don't go stand there, go to places and stare at a bonfire for 3 hours a day, or for 3 days and do nothing else.
Yeah, most won't. I would agree that there are probably some drugs at Burning Man. And
yeah, I would assume that.
I agree that there should be some system for dealing with the road, but probably the wear and tear by these cars is not significant. Just a guess.
I'm not convinced of that.
They're not taking 18-wheelers down there.
I'm not convinced that cars cause any wear and tear on roads.
Well, what does? Weather?
More likely to be weather.
It certainly does up here.
Yeah.
We've got up in the very least the Northeast. I don't know where. I presume every place that it freezes, they have something called a frost heave. And that is, being from the South, I wasn't familiar with these at all. But basically, water at some point or another gets up underneath the road and then freezes. When it freezes, it expands. When it expands, it makes a little bump in the road. And then it doesn't expand in the summer. It just goes back down. And roads here last something like 10 years. Where I'm from, they last decades. In Florida, I mean, I grew up off of a road that was really quite old. And I mean, it's been there longer than anybody had been alive on that road, could remember. So,
I could certainly see, water expansion when freezing as damaging roads and things like that. But what we're ultimately talking about here is like rubber.
Yeah,
on
rubber
asphalt.
On roads. Yeah.
And between the two, I guess technically, sure.
You might be right.
I mean, there's
erosion
to the tires, certainly. So over time, enough may actually cause damage to a road. But I'd imagine it would have to be. I mean, we do know that cars driving along roads do form ruts and things like that in them. So,
but it could just be the weight of them. Compacting.
Sure, but it still would need to be repaired and maintained.
So this is the crux of it, is the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is telling Burning Man they must pay for new things that they don't want, right?
Right.
But they want the things. They just don't want to pay for the things. That's
well, they
the
want
difference.
The road, but they don't want a lot of the things. Let's talk about it here in a second. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
How are you?
And Melanie.
855-450-37. 3-3, talking about Burning Man, and apparently the Bureau of Land Management's having a little problem with him. Well, first I want to tell you about the The Morgan Report. The U.S. dollar is fragile since it's just a paper asset backed by nothing more than a government promise. One tangible asset that exists today and rarely loses value is silver. Silver expert David Morgan of the Morgan Report can educate you on this relatively safe, tangible asset via a newsletter or even intimate coaching sessions. Imagine having an expert in any field frequently guiding you. Now you can have this assistance with silver expert David Morgan. We had him on the show probably a month ago from Anarchapulco. Guy's great. He offers both one-on-one or group coaching via webinar for those who want guidance. And silver's a tangible asset. You can touch it. Its value has fluctuated throughout the years, but it isn't going to be worth zero. Silver has medical uses. It has industrial uses. It is something of value. Whereas the dollar, it just continues to go down and down and down. There's no need to stress out over stock market declines when investing in precious metals, including silver. David Morgan will walk you through the process. Just log on to themorganreport.com or call 480-325-0230. It's for contact silver expert and coach David Morgan at themorganreport.com or call 480-325-0230. Let's go to Daryl calling in from Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so you guys were talking earlier about child support. I'm actually a single dad raising two kids on my own, and I'm not getting child support right now.
Well, dads generally don't, right?
Well, actually, what's really funny is I found this out, that I had a lady that I worked with when I worked for a major Fortune 500 company, and she had moved to our company from working for the Texas Attorney General's office for the child support. And She said that percentage-wise, women are more likely not to pay than men when they're required to pay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Doesn't surprise me at all.
But the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right? They don't feel as obligated to pay. Hey, I did all this work on the front end. You take care of it from here on out, or whatever the justification might be.
Yeah. Yeah, now it is more likely that women will get custody because of some really bad decision making. That instead of taking a look at who's the best parent, they automatically think like the mom would be the best parent. Well, that's not always true.
They assume that is generally true. I'm not saying it's generally true that women make the better parents, to be clear.
Yeah. Well,
I think there's a lot of guys out there that don't want the responsibility either. I mean, to be clear, it's probably more males than females, just as a percentage that are like, why don't you take them rather than, the other way. Not saying that that's the sum total of it, but the guys that want or need, honestly, because many of them are in a situation where, like, she really shouldn't have these kids. Those guys don't get a fair shake.
Yeah. Well, in my case, she signed off on it because she knew that she wasn't going to be able to afford to take care of them. But what's really interesting, one of the jokes that we make about it, at least here in Texas, was you could practically have the woman in court shooting up or smoking dope, and they would still give her custody because she's the mom. And now, granted, that's a bit of excessive, but we're trying to say that sometimes you have overwhelming evidence that this lady shouldn't even be raising a pet rock, and they want to give her custody.
Yeah.
Now, that's prevalent in the South in general. I mean, it was like Mississippi and Tennessee as well.
Well, in Florida, it's certainly the claim is that it's the same. I don't know, but I guess I'm unsurprised that this is one of those areas where guys just get shortchanged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, when she signed off, was that a piece of paper where she said she gave up all rights and also all responsibilities?
Not exactly. What she did is we went to court, and when she signed off on the paperwork that I am the full custodial parent. Now I didn't require her to pay child support, but I am working on getting that now to have her pay because at that time she didn't have a job. So I think it's silly to force someone to pay child support when they have no income.
Right.
You know, that was just...
You'll just get it thrown in jail.
Where they'll be guaranteed to have no income anymore.
Right, they'll just stop having income.
Yeah. I think throwing people in jail because they can't pay child support is utterly moronic. When they first started doing that in Texas when I was like 14 or 15, my response was, that's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's definitely counterproductive.
Well, I guess my advice to you, Daryl, would be have a chat with her, as distasteful as that might be, and say, hey, look, I know you're working. I'd like some money. And let's not forget that I can get it. Because you could take her back and get some money, and then she'd have to give up some portion of her paycheck. It'd be better if she voluntarily gave you some. And likely she'll come up with every excuse of the book every week when she has to pay, or whatever the time frame is. She'll be like, oh, you know, this happened this week, and oh, that happened this week.
Yeah. I haven't been able to get a hold of her for over a year, so.
Yeah, that's, I suppose you could go to court and, you know, tell her she's got to pay, and I'm sure they'd do a little better job of finding her than you will, but that's about all I can recommend.
Yeah, I understand. I'm already going through the process. So.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to at least tell you guys from a guy's perspective who has custody of his kids that, and by the way, one of my kids is on Medicaid because he has autism. And so, yeah, they will look for her, from what I've been told, once they start having to pay.
Yeah. It's a tough situation. So, thanks for the call, Daryl. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right.
I would definitely like to hear of a woman being forced to pay child support. I don't like the word force, and I don't like the whole aspect of it. I would just be surprised to find that any government within the United States said to a woman, yeah, you have to pay for these kids.
I'm pretty sure it must have happened at some point.
I'm sure
there are women who have had to pay child support.
Yeah, there's
it's probably rare.
Vanishingly rare.
I mean, because if a woman doesn't want a kid, she kind of, you know...
She can take care of that.
She can take care of that before it becomes an issue.
Right.
In multiple ways.
Now...
But I've seen a lot of instances where guys, you know, are just basically like, I don't want to have this kid, and they sign some piece of paper that says that they don't have to have child support, but they also have no say in that kid's life.
Like, if you put a child up for adoption, can you end up on the hook for child support?
No, but in some states, that child will still be a forced heir of yours.
There are some weird circumstances surrounding heredity and those sorts of things, but mm-hmm. You know the answer is generally no.
What this woman did.
Like the adopted parents can't sue you for child support. Like that's not going to happen.
Then how come he can sue her for child support?
Well, she didn't sign a piece of paper giving up all rights, just made him the custodial parent.
True.
And so she's got a say in how the kid's life goes. Of course, she's a mess, and he can't get a hold of her. I mean, there's one clue that she's a mess. you know, that she lost her kids. There's another clue, a big glaring one with, like, red flags flipping around on the top of it. So, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is thanking President Trump for giving her the opportunity to serve.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
The ISIS-inspired 17-year-old from Plano, Texas, who planned to commit an act of terror at a mall in 2018, has been sentenced.
We're here to announce the guilty plea and sentencing of Mateen Azizi Urand from Plano, who was sentenced today to 20 years in prison in state district court.
The terrorists planned the attack on Ramadan, thinking there would be less Muslim people at the mall. And the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 84 points to close at 26,341. The NASDAQ was up 3. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Are
you?
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Got a story here we're reading about the Bureau of Land Management telling the Burning Man that it's got to abide by some certain rules or whatever, and Burning Man didn't like it. So let's go to the phones, though. We got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, today is Work Phone Safety Awareness Day.
Work Safety Awareness Day.
Yeah, Work Phone Safety Awareness Day. In other words, here in New Mexico, the speeders have run over like 700 road workers last year.
Wait, the theaters? What did you say?
Speeders.
Oh, speeders. Okay.
I just can't believe that number, Sarah. 700 road workers were run over in the state of New Mexico last year?
Yeah, and only four of them were killed, and then 80 were severely injured.
Okay.
But they were, 700 of them were hit.
Hit?
That's what I
do you mean like buffeted by winds as they went by, or do you mean like bumped by a slow car? I mean, exactly what are we talking about here?
Well, I think they were bumped by speeding cars. Why would they get bumped by a slow car?
Because if you get bumped by a speeding car, you're more likely to be dead.
Well, four of them are dead. I mean, it was just announced really, really quickly this morning on the radio. So that's what I caught. You know, but four of them are killed, and 80 of them were severely injured. And then 700 were, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense because 800 pedestrians were struck by cars. And so 400 work zone workers were struck by cars. So I have no idea how that really lines up.
What do you think we should, what conclusions do you think we should draw from this, Sarah?
Well, the conclusion is like, I have no idea. You know, it's like, I maybe self-driving cars, maybe.
I think most people are looking forward to that.
Okay, well, there have also been reports of self-driving cars hitting pedestrians.
At least one.
Yeah.
Then again, it was somebody running from one homeless camp to another across an interstate exit, but all right.
Yeah, that's not very smart.
I was told that here's one solution, is that they're making cars with a speed limit now.
Like a governor?
In other words, I think it's the maximum speed is like maybe 70 miles. That's all they could do.
Right, but if you're doing 70 in a populated area, that's still a problem. That doesn't really solve anything.
Also, 70 miles an hour is the speed limit in some places in the United States. So that means you know, if you're going 70, you can't speed up to get past somebody or, you know, out of the way or these kind of things. I mean, you'd want to have some amount higher than that.
The speed limit is also higher in much of the Midwest. I think in New Mexico, most of the interstates have a 75 mile per hour speed limit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it goes above 70.
There's one place where it's 80, because I know somebody who went on vacation there.
Yeah, on my drive from Mississippi to Vegas, there were plenty of stretches that were 75 miles per hour.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Why did they make the car at 110 miles? You could go as high as 110 miles. And all the speed limits is like 65.
Yeah, so that's not how engines work, though. It's not like you're programming a computer and you set a limit. You create an engine, and the engine has a capacity. You would have to go in and add in software and things to break it to have a hard limit on the engine's capacity.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that they're gonna put like the software and design where the maximum speed that you could do is 75, like I said.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's why. Like, cars are older than this tech, so that's why cars could do 110, 120, whatever.
It says here, USA Today reports that Texas's top speed limit is 85 miles per hour. It's the highest in the U.S. Let's see. The average is 78.3, I don't know, for all three types of roadways, whatever that means.
So people will have to jailbreak cars, essentially.
And they will.
Yeah, and they will. I will.
Right.
That doesn't sound safe.
I don't like my hardware being intentionally limited by software.
Right. I mean, sometimes, you wouldn't let the police cars be limited by the software, right, Sarah?
Well, I mean, their cars should have an exemption. But you know what I would like.
You know, sometimes police aren't paying attention. They have a laptop sitting in their passenger seat in many cases, and there's a lot of stories out there. So many, I don't even bother reading them anymore, of people who are killed, injured by police officers who aren't paying attention and going too fast in a given zone.
But you know what I would like? I would like an automatic adjusted self speed control. In other words, like the moment it enters an automatic speed zone, the computers would talk to the road computers that would automatically just adjust it automatically.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to happen with these self-driving cars.
Yeah, that sounds incredibly dangerous. I don't think that tech...
But I'll say this, Sarah. I think most speed limits are set artificially low, and that once you have self-driving cars, they'll probably go faster. And there will be some deaths, because people should stay the heck out of the road. I mean, the roads are for cars, not for people. Obviously, you have to cross them or whatever, but... You know, you should be taking it very seriously when you're crossing the path of a 3,000-pound death machine. I mean...
They're working a job.
Hey, I'm a firefighter. I'm telling you, I am one of those road workers, Sarah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Today is the Road Worker Safety Awareness Day. That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you. And road workers should be, they should pay attention. But it sounds like they're doing okay out there. I mean,
700 people getting hit by cars.
No, they didn't.
No,
they just didn't. They just didn't. 700 people just did not get hit by cars. No, I'm sorry. 700 road workers in New Mexico did not get hit by cars.
I looked. I didn't find any stats on it.
I'm sorry. Thanks for the call.
It might be seven.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. So is there anything more to this Bureau of Land Management story and
not particularly.
And Burning Man?
Well, basically, the Burning Man people say that, you know, some of the proposals are in direct conflict.
And these proposals are maintain the roads, put some trash dumpsters in town, not at the event. What
There's
else?
Something about the light pollution.
Yeah, light pollution. Okay, yeah, that's a real problem.
It is. I actually have strong opinions about light pollution. But they say it will conflict with their community's core principles.
Paying for the roads is conflicting with their community's core principles?
Yeah. That's what they're alleging. And that it would forever negatively alter the fabric of the Burning Man event, if not outright kill it.
Well, like the government's going to be concerned whether or not the Burning Man event is killed.
Oh, no. Where are the drug-addled hippies going to congregate?
Right. What do we do? I think that Burning Man should exist, but Burning Man has a fundamental philosophical problem. And that philosophical problem is it did not initially eschew government. I mean, if you didn't think at some point your drug party in the desert with tens of thousands, then perhaps hundreds of thousands, I don't even know the numbers at this point, of people.
Looks like about 80,000.
Okay, tens of thousands of people wasn't going to get the attention at some point or another of the police and varying types.
And you're having it on what the government considers to be their property.
Right.
So you're not even hiding.
Right. It's like they've just thrown up their hands and said, I don't know what we're going to do. Go put your party on private land. That's what you're going to do. It's an easy solution to this.
Yeah.
Stop dealing with the Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau of Land Management is the one that only has a finger over them, only has their thumb over them, because they have it on their land. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, private property would help.
Certainly would have been helpful.
They might still charge you for it, though.
It could be. There could be some issues. Absolutely. They're gonna demand some kind of license. You know. The number, 855-450-3733. What do you think about this issue? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want. It's Mark with you.
Are you?
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West. Liberty and opportunity, or lawlessness and violence. Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, newly appointed Fed board member, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchist capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB and you get a discount of like $50. Plus, at freedomfest.com/FTL, you get 5 of the best speeches from last year. So you can taste test this. You can test drive Freedom Fest. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. We got Jay calling in, probably from New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. Hey, I wanted to comment. Aria had mentioned that I would jailbreak a car if it came down to that. Well, for years now, we've had
so
the ability.
So define jailbreaking.
Okay, well, in the automotive industry, they call it chipping or tuning. But, okay. When Darius says jailbreak, like, you buy a phone and you want to jailbreak it so you could use any carrier or whatever, I assume is what she's talking about.
Yeah.
For example, there's a company called Power Hungry Performance. It's a nice mom-and-pop operation. And what these guys have been doing for about a decade, or actually longer than that, almost 20 years, they've been basically making these chips that you plug into the computer of like a Ford Power Stroke diesel pickup truck from like 1994 to pretty much present day. And simply by plugging these chips in, and it comes with a 5 or 6 position switch. I used to buy these things, buy a dozen of them at a time, and I had the computer program to burn the chips. And we could take a truck that was like 200 horsepower and make it like 350, 400 horsepower just by plugging this chip into it.
And that doesn't shorten the life of the engine at all?
Well, so not really with the diesel engine, not so much.
Right.
This is, the diesel pickup truck has become the modern-day muscle car. You could literally buy like a 2006 Chevy diesel and buy a $600 tuner for it, and you will have a 650 horsepower truck that'll run like a 12-second quarter mile. The diesel, the turbo diesel engines.
Isn't 12 seconds pretty awful? I guess you wouldn't take a truck to run a quarter mile anyway. What's that?
That 10 four-wheel drive, that is insanely fast for a 7,000-pound truck to go 12 seconds.
Okay.
Yes. You can't do it in two-wheel drive. And when these guys launch at the drag strip, sometimes they grenade the transfer case. They're making just insane
power. What does that
power.
Mean? It doesn't sound good.
Grenade is like the transfer case puts power to the front axle and the rear axle. And by grenading it, just all the gears just shoot out on the ground.
Plunk. Good God.
You know, yeah. So anyways, I used to build these chips with valet settings for some people. And so what they would do is they would set the valet setting, which was like, if the valet is going to park your car, you can put it on a position where it'll only go 35 miles an hour or whatever you want to set it at.
Got it.
The other thing you could do is, there's a governor. It's most like if truck I'm driving right now is governed at 96 miles an hour, but if I put a chip in it, it can do about 125.
Okay.
And it's just a simple program to limit these things to whatever you want. When I was in Colorado, we actually had somebody's semis that would run almost 100 miles an hour, and my stepfather had me govern a couple of them to 62. That guys were driving, and they weren't running down the highway. They were running, secondary roads where the speed limit was like 65.
Yep.
But like J.B. Hunt and Schneider, these big trucking companies, they set up their trucks so they'll only go 62 miles an hour, because when you start going over 62 miles an hour with a big semi, the efficiency of having to move all that wind out of the air starts to really, reduce versus time. They got to calculate it. That's why you see a lot of semis going down the road 62 miles an hour, because
I do notice that
calculated.
It does seem to be a magic number.
So that 80,000 pound semi, some of them will get like 10 miles to the gallon going 62, but if you go 70 with them, now you're going to get 7.5 miles to the gallon, which is, that's 30% increase in fuel cost.
Yeah, some jerk with a calculator figured out it was a better system, so they put the governor on at the right speed. Huh, cool.
So the drivers hate it because they get paid by the mile, but, when you're a trucking company that has, 2,000 or 5,000 trucks, that turns into millions of dollars every quarter.
So I thought that, I would have thought that the J.B. Hunt and, the company drivers would have gotten paid by something besides the mile. I would have thought they got paid by, whatever the job was. No?
Well, it's all different, but a lot, when you walk in the truck stop, you'll see get paid 45 cents a mile, to drive some or whatever, But a lot of the guys I've talked to over the years are like, well, we hate driving these slow trucks because we get paid by the mile. And then, but if like they're going to drive like New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, New England, they get paid like a little better because you can't run the speed limit, with all the congestion on the road and stuff. It's all different scales, obviously. The market forces, reflect what guys are getting paid, because, if they don't get paid enough, they just quit.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it.
Yes.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Caleb, calling in from Iowa. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I'm calling in about the roads and the Bureau of Land Management wanting to pay maintenance.
Yeah.
And I'm an engineer, and as far as wanting the people to pay for damage to the roads, there's what's called an easel, which is an equivalent single axle load, and that's based on an 18,000-pound axle for a semi. And
okay, so that's right, so they're talking about a semi-axle at that point, when you compare, say, a car axle to it.
Right, so everything is based off of this equivalent single axle load, and when you look at the damage caused by a semi compared to a car, damage is on a scale that goes by a magnitude order of 4, or a power of 4, excuse me. So for a road, for a car to cause damage to a road, it would take thousands of cars to equate to the damage of a semi. And
so the ruts on the roads that we were discussing earlier are more than likely caused by semis and not ordinary travelers.
Right. And that's what, if you look, if you go in and you register a vehicle and whatnot, a lot of times there's a weight associated with that, depending on what state it's in. So therefore, your registration fee is going to partially be dependent on that weight. So that's kind of how they, kind of how the state goes and tries to account for that. However, there's sheer volume of cars, you know, they're going to charge more for the cars because they'll get more money out of just sheer volume than.
Sure, they got people they can charge with it. Let me ask you this. So when you're talking about a road, say, this sounds like it's the Black Rock Desert is where they have Burning Man, and that's the road we're talking about, the county road that leads out to it. In an environment like that, if there's semis going down that road, and it's likely there's not very many, but you know, there's probably some, but there's not very many because there's probably not a very large population.
Yep.
Is it more likely that it's just age and weather that's causing the problems with the road as opposed to even semis, even just usage?
So in pavement design, you look at weather and then the temperature swings. So in the desert, it gets hot and then it gets cold very fast.
Okay.
Relative to other parts of the state, just because you don't have anything that holds the heat or holds the coolness in.
Right.
So you get large temperature swings very fast, and it's generally assumed that half the damage caused to a road is based on weather. The other half is caused by use.
Yeah, so by people driving on it. And then the causes of damage caused by driving is largely semis as opposed to cars.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, Caleb, thank you for the call. Appreciate having an expert call in rather than us just wildly
speculating. Yeah, us guessing isn't really useful.
Yeah, appreciate that. Smartest listeners in the world. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.